I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Cayman's Customs and Border Control Service says a major drug seizure has led to three arrests after suspected ganja was found in an imported shipment. CBC officers singled out an arriving package as suspicious during routine screening on April 23rd in Grand Cayman. They secured the shipment and during a physical examination found several parcels of vegetable matter thought to be ganja. It weighed more than 30 pounds in all. CBC Deputy Director Marlon Bodden.
This interception demonstrates CBC's continued vigilance and commitment to protecting our borders from the importation of illegal drugs and other prohibited goods.
Mr. Bodden says the operation also shows how Customs works with other agencies to tackle smuggling.
Through strong collaboration with our local and international law enforcement partners, we remain focused on disrupting criminal activity and safeguarding our communities.
CBC says three individuals have now been arrested as part of the ongoing investigation. Newly published unaudited financial results for core government show a $321 million surplus in the first quarter of this year and $328 million for the entire public sector. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal reports.
When combined with the performance of statutory authorities and government companies, the overall surplus for the entire public sector was $58 million higher than the $270 million projected for the quarter in the 2026 budget. The financial report says this was due to the, quote, coercive revenues coming in $35 million higher than expected. This was complemented by lower levels of expenditure in personal costs and supplies and consumables by about $11 million each. The report says this was offset by, quote, higher than budgeted levels of expenditure by SAGCs by nearly $4 million, non-governmental suppliers by $5 million, and transfer payments by $8 million. Total revenues of core government increased by more than $70 million when compared to the first quarter of 2025, while total expense grew by just over $11 million. The overall net surplus for the entire public sector increased by $60 million. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paul Akal.
You can find the full report online at gov.ky/publications. Government is looking to set up baby bonds next year that will offer a financial safety net for the next generation of Caymanians as they move into retirement. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
The move comes after a private member's motion from Bodentown MP Dwayne Seymour asking government to consider setting up a newborn investment sovereign fund for Caymanian children born after January 1st, 2027.
This motion is about far more than money, far more than just policy design, and far more than a line item in a budget. It is about legacy, Mr. Speaker. It is about fairness. It's about whether this Honorable House is prepared to make a serious and lasting investment in the future of the Cayman Islands by investing in the lives of Caymanian children from the very beginning.
Finance Minister the Honorable Rolston Anglin spoke on behalf of his administration, saying government MPs support the spirit of the motion, but need to take a, quote, modified approach focusing on long-term financial stability.
The government would like to believe that this is going to be a type of baby bond. If you don't have a clear, strong, upfront policy underpinning this, it will be wasted.
The initial private member's motion suggested $5,000 in the upfront investment, with the potential for early withdrawal from major life events like college expenses or buying a home. But Minister Anglin says the data shows early withdrawal, quote, fundamentally weakens the program.
Let's use $1,500 invested and is accessed at age 25. The value would be somewhere between $5,000 to $7,000, depending on your assumed rate of return. If left untouched, by age 65, $1,500 would be $121,909 at assumed rate of return of 7%, or $223,170 at 8% rate of return. This means over 90% of the long-term value is lost if we were to be so foolhardy as to roll something out like this and allow any form of early access.
He told MPs government will proceed with a detailed policy design, including determining appropriate contribution levels, eligibility requirements, governance structures, and mechanisms to maintain the, quote, real value of investments over time. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Internal Audit Awareness Month is highlighting both a shortage of local auditors and a shift in how the profession works across the islands.
There's been a challenge, I think, in the time I've been in the Cayman Islands to try and encourage the next generation of auditor across the islands and to train and develop Caymanian people to get the skills so that when internal audit vacancies arise, they're well placed to be able to apply and succeed. External audit is a role that is already well understood across the island. Lots of accountants, lots of arrangements. Yes. And they look at the kind of financial figures at the year end. What we're interested in is the systems and processes, the operations that result in those figures.
Nathan Padgett, the Cayman Islands government's director of internal audit and president of the International Audit Association Cayman chapter, says that challenge forced his office to rethink how it brings people into the profession.
So we had a decision point. From a CIG perspective, we decided that what we would do is recruit people with an associate degree and train them professionally, giving them both the experience of doing internal audits, but also putting them through the professional qualification.
He also wants to change how people see internal audit, moving it beyond a simple box-ticking exercise.
It's really about making sure that what we do is forward thinking, is more foresight based rather than hindsight based. Moving away from that position of being a compliance tick box role, which it still can be and there's still relevance for that, but to one that really adds strategic value, that looks ahead, considers risks, and then assures that we've got the right arrangements in place to manage those risks.
Padgett says Internal Audit Awareness Month is showcasing four key areas of that work. Government is proposing a major update to the rules governing notaries public and has launched a consultation to gather their views. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The Portfolio of Legal Affairs has invited all notaries publicly registered in Cayman to fill out a survey which asks them to comment on proposed amendments to the Notaries Public Act 2023 revision, which sets out how they provide their services. In a statement, the Attorney General, the Honorable Samuel Bulgin, who is sponsoring the bill, said the changes aim to modernize the regulatory framework and ensure Cayman's legal and financial services continue to meet international standards. He said notaries who are trusted to handle legal and financial documents, including for cross-border transactions, are a key part of the island's regulatory regime. The proposed amendments include restricting future appointments to Caymanians only, introducing mandatory training and continuing education for non-attorney notaries, and requiring professional indemnity insurance for notaries who do not currently have such. Government also plans to set new standards for fitness and good character and to introduce confidentiality requirements for notarial practice. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
After the current stakeholder consultation, members of the public will have a 28-day period to comment on the bill before it's considered by Parliament. And the National Weather Service website gets a facelift.
This website transforms how we share critical weather information with the public. Improved access to real-time data, clearer warnings, and soon richer maritime forecasting will sharpen our collective ability to prepare, plan, and build resilience across the Cayman Islands.
Director General John Tibbetts tells Radio Cayman the upgraded weather.gov.ky site introduces enhancements like a dedicated warnings page for local weather alerts and detailed station data for all three islands. You also will have the ability to toggle between Fahrenheit and Celsius and even download weather data directly for research, planning, and operational use. Just head to weather.gov.ky to explore the platform's new features for yourself. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.